You're listening to The Bike Show on Resonance 104.4 FM. This is a special podcast-only edition of The Bike Show. And it's a pretty momentous day for The Bike Show because this is the final edition of The Bike Show after 5 years of broadcasting almost. We've come to the end of the road. As you know, Resonance took the show off air after the short winter season. They said that, you know, it needed freshening up and it had got stuck in a rut a little bit, and that they wanted something different in that spot on a Monday evening. And I have to say, I kind of can see their perspective, really. With no bike week, I realised how much I'd got tired of riding my bike, and how much I enjoyed getting around town on public transport. And the buses, enjoyed the buses a lot. And I particularly enjoyed driving a car. I got one of those zip cars, the carpool cars, because I don't have my own car. But I really enjoyed driving it around. I really enjoyed the comfort and the speed. I've found that more and more people are giving up their bicycles. And I was going into the local bike shop around the corner from me where I live in Waterloo, the London Bicycle Repair Company, to sell my bicycles. And Joe, who runs the shop, said that he was feeling the same way that I was.
Well, I think it's long overdue that I got myself a sensible form of transport, one that I can get all the kids in, you know, do the shopping, that kind of thing. Whereas, you know, the bike's had a good innings, and it's not that I don't like it anymore, it's just not as practical as a car. So yeah, people carrier for me.
So what about the shop? What's the future of the shop here? You've been around serving the good cycling folk of London for years now.
Yeah, it's a tough call, but yeah, but there's just no money in it, you know. Like with cars, obviously, you know, every service is going to be hundreds of pounds. So, yeah, we shall be closing and refurbing, ready for the new custom of the car driver.
Well, that was Joe of the London Bicycle Repair Company, and his colleague Wes, who you might have seen riding around town on a fixed wheel bicycle over the last few years, has decided that the end is nigh for fixed gear bicycles as well. And I asked him to explain why.
Really, there's only so much you can do with a fixed gear bike, and there's so many flashy parts you can buy and so many different colours you can powder coat a frame and have, you know, a different colour wheel set with. You know, with cars, you've got body kits and stereos, flashy alloys, and there's so much more money that you can spend on it, you know. And I think that's the way to go if you want to have something flashy and use on the road, you know. Four wheels as well, even more control and contact with the road. Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
So how do you contrast the feeling of being behind the wheel of a car with being on two wheels? Can you pull as many tricks in a car as you can on a bicycle?
Oh, I definitely think so. You know, with, you know, donuts and power sliding, you know, drifting around corners. Yeah, you can do just as many things, I think, you know, and listen to your music at the same time and be fully air-conditioned.
And so I've decided that this is the end of the bike show, and I'm going to come up with a new concept, which is basically going to be like the bike show, but for cars. Now, if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that we've covered a fair amount of professional cycle sport on the show, and it's often been in the company of William Greswell that we've done so, whether it's the Tour de France, the Giro d'Italia, or the Paris-Roubaix one-day classic. William's a pretty serious follower of professional cycle sport. Well, unfortunately, William's no longer going to be available to commentate and report on professional cycle sport because he's basically become disillusioned with the whole thing. Earlier today, he told me why.
Something's just flipped to me in the last few weeks, and I've just had enough, really. It's just, I think it's just boring.
What, the results are predictable?
Or? Yeah, I think it's boring. It is predictable. I mean, you know, you just stand there by the side of the road and, you know, 150 cyclists go past. I mean, what is it in that, really, that's exciting? And cheating is boring, too. And, there are, you know, the peloton is just full of cheats.
So is that the sort of the idea that you
you can't trust the result of the race, because like a few weeks later they might get some lab test and everything's been turned upside down.
Exactly that. I mean, you know, what excitement is there in that when you can't even trust the results?
You know, that's going to leave a big gap in your life, not going out to watch cycle sport.
There was a gap, but now it's been filled. Formula One, rally driving, motor racing, that's where it's at. I just love it. I'm completely addicted. You know, I've changed from the pro cycling fan to the motor racing fan through and through. I'm a petrol head now.
And what do you like about motor racing? You know, isn't it terribly noisy and you know, all that?
I love the noise. You know, more noise the better. Formula One sounds like a jet engine going past. I mean, you can't get more exciting than that. That's brilliant.
So would you say that you're attracted by the glamour of motorsport?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I mean, the sleek lines, the beautiful engineering. I mean, there's just so much more sophistication in a motor car than there is in a cycle. I mean, that's just, you know, two wheels, a handlebar and a saddle, wouldn't it? I mean, look at those Formula One cars. Why can't, you know, what is there not to love in admiring a machine of that type? And then you go down to the pit lane and, you know, the sleek lines are there as well in the fantastic pit girls who are just hanging around. I mean, what a day out.
And we've got a pretty good champion to cheer for.
Yeah, we have Lewis Hamilton, and you know, Jenson Button just won the Grand Prix in Australia last weekend as well. So yeah, we've got excitement there, and you know, I've been thinking about it as well. There was this thing about pro cycling that you know, they just processed around the countryside, and it got to 500 meters out, and that's when the racing started. I mean, why didn't they just have a sprint from 500 meters and then made the fastest man win? At least with motor racing, you know, they go round and round and round and round for about 3 hours, and they race all the way. You know, it doesn't really compare, does it?
Well, that was William Greswell there. And if you were listening to the show earlier in the year, you'll have heard an interview with Nat Attack, who's a London bicycle messenger. She's been finding it very difficult to make ends meet as a bicycle messenger because business is so down these days. She even ended up riding a Christiania tricycle to deliver flowers because there simply wasn't enough messengering work around. Well, she's gone a step further now and has given up the bicycle altogether, and she explained how that had happened.
I got approached by the woman who owns Creative, Lisa Byrne, and asked, you know, much to my surprise, if I wanted to start driving cars for her to drive celebrities and, you know, kind of wealthier people around. And yeah, I was surprised. Of course I said yes. Like, what American wouldn't want to drive a car for a living? So yeah, I started doing that. Today's my first day.
And so how is it?
Pretty fantastic. My first job, you know, kind of as like a practice run, was getting to take Buffalo Bill to meet the royal family. That was pretty fun. You know, he's tough, but you know, we got there, and he was sat in the back and he behaved himself, and it was fantastic. Yeah, being in a car, totally different.
You know? How would you describe the experience?
Well, I've always known that I'm way too classy to ride a bike, so it was nice to actually have that power that I needed, like driving a big German-made fancy car around with, you know, the whole leather seats and everything. I know, people are saying I'm vegan, I didn't used to ride a Brooks, but a Brooks is totally different from leather seats. Like, I might have to change my whole outlook on life now, actually. It's really changed me as a person, and I feel better.
I mean, there's presumably a lot more money in this than riding a bike for a living.
A lot more money. I mean, you know, it's comparable to the amount that I've had to sell out the scene. But whatever, like, you know, people on bikes are just people. I mean, it's not like there's really a scene.
I mean, are you going to be sad to say goodbye to, you know, the messenger scene? Or is there a new scene of car drivers that you're going to be hanging out with and doing stuff with?
Well, I'll have to get back to you on it. Like, I'm supposed to go to the car driver pub tonight, and we're going to drink martinis and talk about running over cyclists. I'm really excited for that. I haven't gotten to run over a cyclist yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
So what, you may ask, was Buffalo Bill doing in the back of a limousine going to Buckingham Palace? Well, I caught up with him earlier today and asked him.
Well, I just popped down to the palace to see my new polo mates, Will and Harry, and pick up some tips on you know, how to play real polo. And, they were pretty cool, actually, yeah.
So why are you deserting bike polo? You've been one of its biggest supporters.
Well, I was struck by something Obama said in his inauguration speech, which was that line about being a child. He spoke as a child, and he understood as a child, and he thought as a child. It was actually from Corinthians. And then when he became a man, he put away childish things. And bikes, I mean, you know, pedal bikes, they're just toys, aren't they, really? I mean, you know, real men ride ponies. Everyone knows that. So I sold the bike, got a pretty good price for it, and bought myself a polo pony, a Land Rover, and a horse box.
And how are you finding it?
Oh, it's great, you know. The Pimm's, fantastic drink, Pimm's. Gin and tonic. I mean, beer's for the plebs. Classy people drink Pimm's. I mean, that's where it's at. A chucker or two, glass of Pimm's, chink, chink, grin, grin. You know, and the birds. Birds are amazing. The bird, oh, so classy. All those horsey faces, the long noses. Yeah, it really does it for me.
And what's going to happen to Moving Target? Because, you know, that's been a mainstay of the bicycle messenger world and you know, the bicycling culture in London for years now.
Well, I think I'm going to turn it into a sort of horse polo kind of oriented, with maybe some shooting tips in it. You know, just do the whole, you know, the whole proper sports thing, you know, like game, fishing, polo, all that sort of stuff that the upper classes get up to.
And have you been accepted into the new culture that you've adopted? How have they received you?
I have to say that I think the chinos helped. I mean, look, these they're great, aren't they? Yeah, but yeah, wearing a pair of chinos really helps, yeah.
And what would you say to other people who've, you know, been learning how to play polo on bicycles? Would you encourage them to join you?
I've got nothing to say to them. I don't even know who they are. I don't want to know them. I don't want to see them again. They're dead to me.
Well, that was Buffalo Bill explaining how he has put the world of bicycle polo behind him and has graduated to horse polo. If you've been listening to The Bike Show for the last few years, you will know probably something about the Dunwich Dynamo, the annual night ride that takes place every July from Hackney to the Dunwich coast. It was meant to take place this year on the 4th of July, but it's actually been cancelled, I've learned. And in its place, there'll be an all-night vintage car rally. And Barry Mason, who's one of the organisers of the Dunwich Dynamo and is also chair of Southwark Cyclist, it turns out that he too has decided that there's no future in two wheels and that he's going to be getting rid of his bicycle. He explained to me that it had been a long time coming, but he thought that finally he'd made the right choice.
Jack, I think I've seen the light. I mean, it's taken far too long, but there's these machines that you can buy with four wheels and engines, and they get you around a lot better than bloody cycling. I'm sick to death of cycling.
And so what do you find so appealing about cars compared to bicycles? Because you've been riding a bike for years.
Oh, they're gorgeous, they're sexy, they're curvy, they smell fantastic, they've got an enormous feminine side. I love them. And for ages, I just thought they were horrible monsters. But I've been converted, I've seen the light. The other thing that's done it is there's so many bloody bikes on the roads in London now that I'm part of the mainstream and I want to get back to being a rebel.
And what does this mean for Southwark Cyclists?
Well, we're winding up. We've got a Facebook group now, so there's really no need to get cycling. We can just swap each other's stories about rides that we once did or never ever did. And I think it's much better to do that from your keyboard and your sofa. We'll all get cars and go on Facebook and have a much nicer time, I think.
So are you still going to be maintaining the tradition of the after worker, but this time as an automobile after worker?
We're going to have after worker piss-ups. We're going to have pub crawls around the M25 and pub crawls all the way down to Whitstable. There's 32 pubs on the way to Whitstable on the main roads that are bearable. I quite like those pubs. And we're going to have a half in each one.
And so what kind of car are you in the market for?
I don't know, but I was talking to my friend Arnie the other day and he's got this Hummer thing and he says they're big. They're really big. So I think I'll try one of them first.
And you've already started building a list of demands of Transport for London that you're going to be making for how they can make the roads better for car drivers.
Well, I want a mayor that doesn't cycle around the place like a child. You know, I want a grown-up mayor that goes around in a big limo with a gold chain. You know, you can't cycle around the streets with a gold chain around your neck. You're asking for trouble. And I think Boris needs to wise up. Otherwise, Ken will get back in. And Ken's having driving lessons, and so am I. And I think we'll get back to a civilised city with lots of roads. And you know, get rid of this silly little street pattern and put some big highways in.
Well, there you have it, listeners. I think you can see that the decision to bring the bike show to a close is the right one. And it will be replaced with a new radio show called The Automobile Show. So I know that a lot of listeners, this is going to be a bit of a shock to you because, you know, people have enjoyed listening to the show. But I think it's going to really work. And that's something that will be coming on the airwaves towards the end of May, the beginning of June. We're already researching lots of exciting and interesting features. The rolling interviews will be taking place inside cars or buses or trucks, and I think it'll be a lot more comfortable. There'll be a lot wider range of people to interview because obviously a lot more people ride and drive cars, and you can put anyone in a car and interview them. So I think that's going to be a lot more productive than cycling around and interviewing people. And I hope you stay with us because, this is definitely the way of the future. And for all of you cyclists out there, get rid of the bike. The future's four wheels. Until the opening episode of the new automobile show, this is me, Jack Thurston, saying thanks for listening. And until next time, drive fast, drive carefree, and have fun.
Dream of the places, the wide open spaces that you'd love to find.